Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm absolutely delighted to tell you that on the line we have Lorraine Schrager, the principal at King David Lingsfield. Lorraine Schrager, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with me this afternoon.
A pleasure. How are you?
I am very well. I've got a massive smile on my face. I am thinking, though, that the universe threw you lemons and you made lemonade.
Absolutely. We were really lucky. I think everybody makes their own luck. So, yeah, I guess the lemonade is really, really sweet.
It really, really is sweet. So are you sitting back? Are you hugely relieved? Did you expect the kind of superb results that you achieved, that your kids achieved? Or did they even exceed all expectation?
Let me start off by saying I'm really relieved, because I think that given what the kids had to go through and the curveball, like one just never knew how it would pan out. They were just an amazing group of students. As you say, they took the lemons and they made lemonade. And I think, as I said, and I've said it many a time, that if I look at the results, I really can feel proud of the fact that every single kid reached his or her potential. And I think that's the measure of success. So, yep, I'm really, really happy and proud, very, very proud of the students and the staff of the school.
So just about 5 minutes ago, I chatted to Andrew Baker. I said this is the one time in the year where you are absolutely officially allowed to boast completely without any limit. You can schwitz all you like today, Lorraine. You deserve it. Take us through the kids. What did they do? How did they do?
So our kids were, are you looking for what the results
yes.
looked like?
Yes.
So we had 148 kids, and all of them, we had 100% pass rate. We had two kids that got 100% for their individual subjects, one in mathematics.
Oh, gosh.
One in Hebrew, which is just, it's just unbelievable. I can't get my head around 100% for maths, but that's just, as a historian, it was amazing. And we were blessed to have, two kids, that achieved 9 distinctions. We had, just looking at them actually, we had 6 with 8, 17 with 7, and 15 with 6, and then it went further down from there. Virtually every single child in the group achieved at least one distinction, and just an amazing, amazing achievement of these kids. I have to say, it's just, we had 504 distinctions, which were an average of 3.4. 17% of our students achieved a full house or more, and 47% of the subjects written resulted in an 80% on the paper or higher. So I don't think it gets much better than that. And I think that one of the things that we really, really do pride ourselves in is that we are a community school. We have no entrance exams. 21 of our matriculants came into our Ed Support Program, which means that they came in with some kinds of barriers to learning, and excelled and got university entrance, and just go on to just surprise themselves, their parents, and certainly us. And I think that really is the mark of a good school, when you can take all your kids and really make sure that they reach the potential that that they have, and you just need to believe in them, and it's amazing what they can achieve. And I think also as a Jewish day school, I pride myself in the fact that most of our kids offer Hebrew for matric. There were 79 children that did Hebrew. We had a national average of 84%, so 58 of our kids achieved a distinction in Hebrew, and it really isn't about the distinction. It's just about the fact that Hebrew defines us as a people, and it connects us at every single level. And I just think that those children are so well positioned. And as I keep saying, in our community, I think Hebrew is the new currency. But I just think that those are the defining differences that make us different. A Jewish day school a school that has no entrance exam and values every single child's potential.
There's a hell of a lot to be said for all those 3 points. Let's admit the fact that this was the oddest year in our lives. I don't recall anything remotely similar to this. Did you need to provide additional kind of student well-being, even teacher well-being? I'm just wondering, you know, what emotional support there were for people over the last year?
This summit was just the weirdest year is that, sure. You know, last year when, you know, as the principal of the school, you're supposed to know everything, you know, and I didn't know anything. I didn't even know where to start. And I remember the first day that the school went online, I felt like getting myself a little hover cams and just flying around to the teachers' houses and making sure that they were in one piece and everything was working.
Sure.
And yeah, I guess that the emotional, there was a huge amount of anxiety around it. And let's be honest, it wasn't just the anxiety around teaching. It was anxiety around one's own health, one's own family. And yes, I think that, I sort of kept regular meetings with departments, and regular meetings with my entire staff. We offered counseling. Our counseling department set up times where the kids could just, you know, just find a safe space. So I think that we were very aware of the real issue around mental health and keeping everybody well in order to be able to be productive.
Lorraine Schrager, we're going to leave it there because we're out of time. I just want to say on a personal note, congratulations, Mazel Tov, to you. You are justifiably proud to you, to your staff, and to those amazing kids. Just incredible, incredible, incredible.
Thank you. And thank you for having me this afternoon. Hope you're well. Keep well. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Lorraine.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Time is 5:25. That was Lorraine Schrager, the principal of King David Lingsfield. Really between both schools, stupendous set of results. And Unsigned says those matric students are true giants.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.